from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
2-2. Instead, it's the slider, and it's a Marlins win! Identical 6-3 scores in the first two games of this three-game set against the first-place Baltimore Orioles.
I thought he threw the ball well, especially early. But the stuff was good. Kind of ran into a lot of pitches there in that fourth inning. Put some ABs against him. Kind of had a tough time finishing guys, but I thought the stuff was good, they did an okay job. Yeah, he's going to get some regular playing time. So he'll be in there tomorrow, and hopefully he can give us a little spark. No, it was a 30-something pitch, third time coming through, and a really long inning, so I went to the bullpen at that point. That was really a frustrating game, facing a guy that walks 20% of hitters and has a 70 ERA. I'm just, we got a bases loaded double, and that was pretty much it. So, not our best at-bats.
Well, I'll tell you what. Harris Brandon Hyde, Orioles manager, after last night's loss, second in a row, identical, as you heard, Marlins radio, 6-3 scores. As the Orioles go quietly into the Miami night, well, not really quietly because Cals are tied it up, 3-run knock in the sixth inning, and then Miami regains control and seizes the day. How about Tanner Scott picking up the save, former Oriole, getting it done against his former team. But talking about a problemo that has been going on here for quite some time. Orioles, bad at-bats. Not a great approach. And I'll tell you this, and Nolan, get in here. It's Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Enough with the nonsense. Let's cut right to the chase. Vinny at Haiti, total request Thursday. Bob Haiti, Vinny's off. He's on vacation. I'll give you an eye update. It's not good. I had to make it all about me. But Nolan, he brings the calm to the equation. Nolan, I'm watching this game last night, and I always preached patience over the course of a buck 62. Now we're down to 61 games, by the way. I was agitated pretty much from the first inning on with the offense, not with McDermott, who, by the way, is going to be part of our news cycle because there was a roster move made, a couple of them, within the last half hour, which we'll get to in a second. Yeah, and he's part of it. Read between the lines. But I'm watching this game, and this Cabrera guy, Edward Cabrera, big stuff. Big guy. I mean, he's bringing the heat. He hadn't been all that great. Plus 7 earned run averages, Brandon Hyde said. And he goes out there last night for the first 5 innings of the game. The only hit was what? An opposite field Cals are hitting them where they ain't? Old school Baltimore Oriole National League stuff? I think that's who it was. Anyway, point is they were getting dominated. Rolled over. Just poor at-bats. And I don't know, Nolan, if you caught it before the game on Masson. And we'll throw a plug to a entity that won't let us even play their highlights, but it's all good. We're all Americans here. Ben McDonald said, this team looks flat. Needs a jolt. And talking maybe about McDermott more than anything else. He's coming out and he's giving them something. Because Suarez struggled in the opener and then gets knocked out of the game, literally. And then McDermott comes up, looks good. But before the game, needs a jolt. And I'll get into some of these July offensive numbers with individual players. But I'm not necessarily disagreeing with that. I thought Nolan McGraw that the first 2 days in Texas was the smelling salts, the espresso, the full pot of black coffee wake-up call they needed. And since then, it's been kind of slumberland. Homerless in Miami. I got the lineups because the game's at 12-10 today. And we'll keep you up to date on the score. But they're becoming this team that if they don't hit home runs, scoring runs is becoming a major problemo. But getting back to what Ben said, and you and I believe I actually talked about it earlier in the week. Do you see a team that's kind of hit a little bit of a wall, even though you're post-All-Star break, you blast away against Texas for two? I mean, are we looking at a team that's kind of in a, I won't say crisis mode, but it's not the team we saw a month ago?
Right, and that kind of appeared to be the case before the break. And if they didn't salvage that crazy win on Sunday against the Yankees where they're booting balls at short and
yep.
the misplay in left field, Orioles probably lose that one as well. You take the Texas wins for what they are. They were big, dominant wins. But I don't know. Just something's off here, and it's incredibly frustrating when you talk about the offensive approach. All right, Colton Cowser, good for him last night. He hasn't had the most consistent year, comes through with a big hit. But then your big bats, Henderson, Rutschman, Westberg, all go 0-for. And their first at-bats, Henderson sees three pitches. Adley, three pitches. Westberg, two pitches. Against the guy that you just heard Hyde say has had command issues this year. An inflated ERA. I mean, look, Henderson, guys like that, they kind of get free rein at the plate. When you're that good, you do what you want, right? If you want to swing at the first pitch, who am I to say no? But with the way this team's been playing recently and overall quality of at-bats, I'm just not fully behind that approach early in the game.
Yeah, and I get it's aggressive and, you know, when this guy throws strikes. I mean, Kerstad, his at-bat to load the bases before Westberg popped out. And then Cowser, luckily with the two outs, lined it down the right field line. I mean, that was a good at-bat. But other than that, where was the quality at-bat for this team? And I think they've become too homer heavy. But getting back to my original commentary here, this series, maybe more than any other. Look, the Friday loss to the Yankees before the break where Kerstad got beamed, that's to me the worst loss. Because I kept saying, when they got an opportunity and, hey, come pick your dude up, and they went quietly into the night after Kerstad got plunked upside the head. That, to me, still the most – I'm talking as an Oriole fan now, not unbiased observer trying to generate calls on Sports Talk Radio. By the way, 410-583-1057. We're talking Baltimore style. This series has pissed me off, and I was just irked from the beginning. And I don't know what it is. This is a team, and yeah, they're better at home, and there are certain and their bullpens pitch better as of late. But this is a team we should be talking today at 10:10 on a total request Thursday, where they're going for the sweep, not trying to avoid the sweep. Now, luckily, Corbin Burnes is on the mound, your Cy Young candidate. But what's been one of the problems he's faced? Lack of run support. And this dude pitching today, Munoz, he's 1-5 with a 5+ earned run average. And who doesn't think that he's going to pitch like Jim Palmer or Tom Seaver for the first 5 innings of the game? We'll give you the lineup here in a couple of seconds, but their offensive approach has become very frustrating. And as you pointed out, and we played for the audience, Brandon Hyde sees it. It's like, let's show a little more patience. Orioles last year led the majors with runners in scoring position, batting average. And they were middle of the pack home runs. Now they lead in home runs, and they're like bottom half of Major League Baseball with runners in scoring position. Not much better running runners in scoring position with two outs, but these last two games have pissed me off, for lack of a better term. I've been really mad watching these games.
And real quick, you want to go back to Tuesday night, the opener, Jorge Mateo gets hurt. Third inning, I believe, the freak play, him and Gunner going for the grounder.
Sure.
Mateo gets rolled up. In the moment, with how nasty that injury looked, I said, man, I hope that doesn't bring the team down mentally. You know, especially someone like Gunner who, bumps into him, and what does that do for him mentally? Well, since then, they didn't score the rest of that game. At terrible approach at the plate. They get the three runs last night, shout out Couser, but other than that, terrible approach. I don't know. It's a team-wide thing right now. We beat up on the lineup, but look at the bullpen. Guy like Jacob Webb, who's been great all year, he gives up a run. Perez is shaky again. They just can't string together a complete game to save their life right now.
Yep, and so the Orioles, luckily the Yankees are worse than they are right now because they get clobbered by the Mets. We'll get into all of that and more, but if you want to join us, feel free. Let's vent together. We're in Miami trying to avoid a sweep against the team with the second worst record in baseball, one of the worst pitching staffs in baseball, one of the worst offenses in baseball. Their defensive run saves is one of the worst in baseball. This is one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball, and the Orioles are trying to avoid the sweep before they come home against the San Diego Padres. So the Orioles lose last night 6-3. Connor Norby is in the lineup. Enough of this. It's Gunnar Henderson at short. Westberg's at third. Santander right field. O'Hearn is cleaning up the DH. Mountie's at first base. Couser's at center field. Austin Hayes is in left field. Connor Norby at second base, batting eighth, and James McCann is batting ninth behind the dish. Adley Rutschman, who's hitting a cool 133 in July, gets the day off. But I'm trying to avoid the sweep. Let's vent together. We got Ravens news coming up as Lamar returned to practice.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Kinda.
Didn't execute some pitches, wanted to give the team a chance to win. I think that's the main reason everyone's here, and I didn't feel like I really did that. So there's a little bit of disappointment, but a chance to learn.
Chase McDermott made his start debut for the Orioles last night. Four innings, five hits, three runs, all of them earned, two walks, three Ks. Josh Bell took him a yard in the fourth inning. So Chase McDermott came over as part of the Trey Mancini deal couple years ago, doing some great things down in the minor leagues, and got an opportunity at the major league level last night. The stuff played in regards to velo and such, and it looked like Nolan, that fastball had some movement on it. But the main criticism of him, or concern, whatever you want to call it, was his lack of command, and we saw that a little bit last night as he throws 82 pitches. But if you want to do a quick scouting report on Chase McDermott long term, I think there's a pretty good upside there. But the Orioles today decided that maybe a little more seasoning at AAA Norfolk would be part of the equation, because today, roster moves. Connor Norby, he's recalled. As we said, he's in the lineup batting eighth this afternoon. Brian Baker is back. Explain why that happened, because he just got optioned a couple of days ago. Jorge Mateo, 15-day injured left elbow subluxation. I guess that means dislocated elbow. And then Chase McDermott was optioned back to AAA Norfolk. I'm assuming, not that I make the rules of baseball, that Baker's back because he replaces the injured Mateo. He's not replacing McDermott. Norby's replacing McDermott. Baker's here to replace the injured Mateo, because you can come back and replace an injured guy.
Well, I almost thought that maybe they just want an extra bullpen arm for the next 4 days. And then, because obviously now you're short
but
again
I think
in
when
the rotation.
You, Baker just got sent back. Don't you? You need to spend 10 days before you can come back.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So I think the Mateo injury is what has led his return here.
Right. Yeah, for him in particular. But you, like I said, you're now down another starter. So, you know, 5 days from now, we're going to be wondering who's pitching again,
because it's going to be the new guy, man.
Right. Well, hey, I'm all for it in that case. But yeah, it's all hands on deck right now. I mean, Hyde said it before the break, a little after the break earlier this week, just saying we're scrambling right now, trying to figure out day to day who's playing, overcoming injuries, and they're piling up. They were piling up earlier in the year, and it's, I don't know how much more they can take from an injury standpoint, but they truly are day-to-day right now and need a win in the worst way.
You have, all right, let's say three starters. You have Burns, Grayson, double-digit winners, studs. Burns is one of the best pitchers in baseball. And Kramer. Kramer, reliable. You like your chances when he hits the hill. Is he going to be, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread? He can be. He can also be very giving in the home run department to the opposition, but so you're solid there, but those last two spots right now, Suarez has been a little bit shaky, and we saw, you know, Povich had his opportunity, didn't go well, and then McDermott's already been optioned after one start. So we could keep assuming, probably correctly, that starting pitcher acquisition will be taking place over the next 5 days, maybe sooner than that, because I saw yesterday on ESPN.com, that David Schoenfeld, and as he even said, referenced the intel he's getting from Jeff Passan. He thinks Crochet's coming to Baltimore. Garrett Crochet, with a willingness to deal Mullins, Mountcastle, and we'll talk to Tony Pente about this top of the hour. Kobe Mayo's been playing first base here the last couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
So let's Columbo this together, shall we?
Right, we're waiting on his time. Even thought it might have been a good opportunity for him to come up first thing out of the All-Star break, give the lineup a spark. But, of course, the offense was pretty good there in those first two games in Texas. I don't know. I mean, is Norby that spark? Maybe. I mean, he's
been, got some swag to him.
Yeah, decent enough in his opportunities earlier this year. I just think everyone's so keyed in on Mayo as he's kind of the savior right now, because Jackson Holliday still needs his seasoning, where he defensively mostly and all around really. But I mean, he needs a little more time before he comes back up for good. But I talked about it a little bit with Cordell yesterday. It feels like when they bring up Mayo, they want it to be for good. They don't want a Heston Kerstad situation again, where he's getting, you know, sent back up and down, getting limited opportunities when he's up here. They want to make sure it's the right chance where you can slot him into the lineup and he's playing at least close to every day.
Let me throw this scenario then. Mateo's out for a while, extended period. Westberg can play third, play it well. Can play second base. Norby's a second baseman by trade, but has played left field. Mayo's a third baseman, even though he's playing first base. And he can catch the ball. Sometimes that cannon arm can go astray. I'm thinking that Mallee, Mullins, Hayes, they might all be on the table when it comes to possible trade discussions here. If they haven't been, well, Passan says Mullins and Mountcastle for sure have already been asked about from other teams. Just trying to, you know, connect dots here. I mean, there are options. If you want to bring up Mayo, maybe he takes over at first, or third base rather, because the Orioles have a premium on defense, and you don't want a guy that's not good defensively at first base trying to dig a gunner missile out of the dirt at shortstop. Coming from shortstop, I would think O'Hearn is capable, in my opinion. But now we have options here, looking at bigger picture scenarios. Norby's here. I think Mayo's not far behind. Question is, in what capacity?
Well, given the state of the lineup right now, we're talking about just needing any sort of spark. I think you got to sacrifice some defensive capabilities just to get a solid bat in there. So if that means you're less certain about a Kobe Mayo's defense, whether it's at third or first, so be it. Let's get his bat in the lineup. Let's see if he can provide a spark there. I'll roll the dice defensively, and hey, who knows? Maybe it ends up being like Kerstad, where we keep hearing about how bad he is defensively. You give him a chance in left field at Camden Yards, a tough place to play, and he's acquitted himself nicely. So you don't know until you see it at the major league level sometimes. I just think you need the spark. And if it comes at the cost of defense, so be it.
Yeah, in the division, the Orioles lead it by a game and a half, but the Yankees are floundering. Red Sox gave up 20 runs yesterday, so and no one seems to want to take control. And now we're in crisis mode for a lot of teams. I mean, the Yankees have the worst record in baseball over almost in a calendar month here. And Aaron Boone had to address that after they got swept by the Mets. But the Orioles have had an opportunity to extend the lead and haven't been able to do so. Now trying to avoid the sweep themselves. Let's get out to the phones. Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. Bob, Andy, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on vacation. Let's get out to Bel Air. It is Rob. Rob, what's happening?
Bob, how you doing, buddy?
Doing all right, dude.
Yeah, sorry to hear. I mean, I know you're going to tell your story about your eye, and
yeah,
it's probably
there's going to be a lot of a lot of poking and prodding as usual.
That sucks.
At least it's my eye, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, here's my thing. Watching the Orioles last night, and I watch every game. It got to a point that I actually turned off and watched the watch Biden talk. Now that's pretty bad if I do that. I came back, it was bases loaded, and then I saw the hit that Couser had, and I thought, okay. But then I'm like, then my thought process was, one of our pitchers is going to come in and walk somebody a couple, and then they're going to get into a rally, and it happened. Perez hasn't been as sharp lately. If you want me to be honest about
it, he's been terrible lately. Yeah,
he's been awful, and he's our left-handed pitcher that is in the relief, but watching them hit, and I haven't seen the lineup. I don't know if McCann is in the lineup.
He is. Oh, let me break the bad news to you then.
Oh, my God.
Rob, here we go. Gunner leading off. Who's had a quiet July for the most part?
Yeah, I got something about that, too.
Yeah, Westy's been scuffling. He's at third. Santander, who's been on fire. He's in right field. O'Hearn, okay, he's had his moments. He's DH. Mountie's at first. All right, whatever. Couser's at center field. Hayes in left. He's been bad. Connor Norby is at second. And then your boy, James McCann. He's batting ninth behind the dish as Adley, who's hitting a .133 in July, gets the day off, at least early.
Yeah, Are they going up against a left-handed pitcher today, Bob?
No, Rodery Munoz is a right-handed pitcher. Throws mid-90s, by the way.
Okay.
But he sucks. I mean, he's 1-5 with a 5.14.
Of course, probably he'll have his Cy Young performance today.
Right.
But Gunnar is such a great player. But the one thing I notice when he's going up, especially against the left-handed hitters now, they are always going to the corner on him. I know that's what you should do. And his swing looks like he's off balance trying to hit that every single time. And then when the pitcher throws and hits the corner, they freeze Gunnar like you wouldn't believe. And I'm just wondering, is he hitting against left-handers has been almost becoming like a problem now.
Yeah, the splits are bad. Yeah, he's hitting, and Robbie's hitting 244 against lefties when early in the season he was like 280, 290. Still raking against right-handers, but lefties, like you just said, it becomes somewhat of an issue for him. And I'm going to air quotes this. He's only hit 2 home runs in July, too.
Yeah, and then that's the other thing. If Santander is not hitting a home run or doing whatever, there is no offense. It's fly outs, it's grounders to third, it's strikeouts, swinging at chasing pitches. It almost looks like they're pressing so bad. And Oriole fans will post on a Oriole board that I'm on, the Yankees are losing or whatever. My opinion is worry about your own thing right now because. You know, you should have you should be separated against a team that's been as bad as the Yankees. But the Orioles haven't been much better lately in the American League, and the pitching like it hasn't been except for 2 starters. But then San Diego Padres are coming. That scares me a little bit. They're kind of. Am I looking at it right? They've been playing pretty good lately.
They're in a wild card situation. Merrill had a big game last night against the Nats. Manny's coming back to Baltimore. So there's going to be a lot of subplot drama. Rob, thanks for the call because we got to get a break. But, yeah, the Padres are coming in with a lot to play for themselves. But, yes, the struggles are there. Brandon Hyde himself said it after the game. Offensively, they're really, really scuffling. So now you turn to your stopper, your ace, to at least salvage one in Miami against the worst team in the National League before you come back home against the Padres team that's trying to stay in the wild card chase in the National League. 5880-1057, the Fan Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's on vacation. He'll be back next week. Orioles 12-10. Taking on the Miami Marlins. Tell you what, dude. This is 2 last place series in a row, Nolan, where I have said first place Orioles, last place Cubs. What could go wrong? Well, they got swept at home. First place Orioles, last place Marlins, who stink wherever they play. What could go wrong? Now we're trying to avoid the sweep as Corbin Burns takes the hill against Munoz for Miami, a big, hard-throwing, strapping young man, but been very hittable with a +5 earned run average. Oriole offense has gone into sleepy time. Trade deadline is less than a week away. Orioles have been linked to a lot of different people. For instance, as we said, David Schoenfeld thinks they're going to get Garrett Crochet and maybe Jazz Chisholm. When it's all said and done. But that's all just speculation. Yeah, there's some inside info that might lead to the certain directions, but until there's some resolution or actual transactions announced, and we're just going to follow along like everyone else. Ravens training camp, they're off today. Lamar did report yesterday, practiced for like an hour and left with an illness, but we'll hear from the Ravens as the show progresses. As a matter of fact, Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun will be joining us at 12:30. And if you want to get in, feel free to do so. But I was mad. I was mad watching the Oriole game last night. Tuesday, not as I was agitated, but I was literally like angry watching the game. And even when Kowser lined it down the right field line, I kind of go, all right, we'll pull. And then the next inning, and it just like, no. I don't know what's going on with the Birds of Baltimore. Please be a little more versatile offensively. Still holding our breath for the trade deadline. But luckily for them, And as Rob just said, all right, the Yankees are sucking. But if the Orioles are doing well or just playing like they were for the first few months of the season, this could be a five-game advantage in the American League East instead of just a game and a half out. Hell, Boston's been terrible lately as well. So the Orioles are surviving, playing poorly, because the other teams chasing them aren't doing all that great themselves. Let's go to Mark in Pikesville. Mark, what's up?
The Bobster.
How you feeling, dude?
As Nobby, what you tell me, he said the right word. We need a spark. But what I'm noticing, Bob, is that they don't have no patience at the plate. It's like everybody want to just hit off balance. They're swinging at any and everything. And they got to stay off of South Beach, man. Ain't up a party down there. They must be down there partying or something, man. Come on. Let's get this win and come on back home. I'm just telling all my Oreo fans, stay patient. We on the right path. We just need a spark. We going to win this World Series. We just need a spark and a pitcher and one more hitter. All right, Bob, I'll talk to you.
All right, Mark. Always full with the positivity. I don't know if they've been in a party mood after the last couple of days, and you got a quick turnaround from last night to this afternoon, but a spark for sure. Listless, maybe. I'm going to say uninspired. They're not trying, but they go up against these teams that they should be trouncing, and they just seem to scuffle and, you know, falling behind. I know they got out to the early lead in the opener on Tuesday, but where's the crooked number right out of the gate? How about a little five spot in the first inning? What do you think, Nolan? Then I think that you had Corbin Burns. You give Corbin Burns five in the first couple of innings. I'm feeling confident with a dub there.
Yeah, unless he gets drilled by a comeback liner, I think we feel pretty good about that. But, I mean, you said it earlier. How many times this year has he had a start where he goes out there, maybe gives up two runs through six-plus innings, seven innings, and the O's only score one, or they don't score at all? I mean, it's just, why does this always seem to happen to him? But overall, you feel good. Double-digit win type of guy should be able to salvage a win here.
Yeah, let's maintain that advantage in the division. Yankees are off today, so a win puts them two games up as they come back home tomorrow against the Padres. Get back to the phones. Antonio in Rosedale. Antonio, what's happening?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I was running hot last night, Antonio, but I'm fine now. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Should Grayson Rodriguez be in the Cy Young Award conversation with Corbin Burns? And you have a wonderful day, Bob.
All right, Antonio. Thanks for the call. I don't know if he's in it yet because the ERA is a little on the lofty side and wins have been devalued over the years. But if he could continue to put together a strong second half and win some crucial games for them during the process, I think that he becomes part of the conversation for sure. It's Vinny at 810-57 The Fan. Bob, 80, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's off today. He's on vacation. As a matter of fact, Ravens are off today. We'll talk about them as the show rolls on. We'll give you the lineups as the Birds try to avoid the sweep at the hands of the Marlins. What's this, 1997 all over again? Because they got swept in Miami in 97. Yeah. 5880-1057 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick a song. We'll play it. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. Start counting them up around 11 o'clock or so. Nolan McGraw will anyway. Send them to the Plaza Sport tax line. That reveal around 1:45. Ravens off today. Orioles on the diamond a little more than an hour. Taking on the Miami Marlins. Trying to avoid the sweep. Burns against Munoz. One guy has 10 wins. One guy has one wins. Or win. Excuse me. How do you think this will turn out? The way the Orioles offense is going, who really knows at this point in time? And let's get out to the phones. Go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
What's up, Bob? I've been meaning to welcome you to the retina crew. I'm a digress. I've been dealing with retinal tears since I was 25.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that because now I know how you're feeling. It sucks. I had a full retina tear 2 years ago, and now I got this. My doctor, Dr. Zhu, said that I have this, what you call it? I can't even remember what it's called. but it's a like a membrane that's tugging on the retina, which is forcing everything out of focus. I can't see out of my right eye. It's
stretching it. I got that already, Bob.
I'm getting the trimmage. Yeah, I'm getting the trimmage of the membrane on August the 6th.
Well, I got a hole in my right retina. Ouch. It's a hole. And they showed me that. And then I had a full detachment a couple of years ago, but I don't know if you had the cataract man come.
I did that in March. Give me a patch. I'll look like a pirate for the rest of my life.
Yeah. But anyway, hey, it's something that we got to deal with in life. But anyway,
correct.
Hey, as far as I know, I think the Orioles only had a 5-game losing streak. And if I'm not mistaken, I know they at least had 1-7 game last year, if not 2. You know, and everybody was jumping out the window like the stock market had crashed. You know what I mean? But I just sit back and don't worry about it because I'm at peace. It's a baseball game. And like you say, the Yankees and Boston, who be hot every now and then, they about as cold as a glass of ice water. So really, just sit back and just enjoy this August. And let's just wait for September. Really, let's just see what the head honcho is going to do. Whatever he do is going to determine what this team is going to be, except for, like you say, the guy standing at the plate. How about this? People watch film on batters. Now, everybody has seen where the batter's sweet spot is, so they're not throwing the ball there, Bob. That's why they rolling over ground balls to third base, popping up, you know, popping out. Because, you know, these pitchers, they watching the Orioles. They at the top, so they want to beat them, so they studying where their sweet spot is, and those pitchers are putting that ball in other places, and they're out there swinging, they're frustrated, they're not getting their pitch. You know how it was when you play ball, Bob. But anyway, they got to sit back and stand at there and say, if you don't give me my pitch, I ain't swinging unless I know it's a strike, and I'm at least try to foul it off with if it's 3-2. Take it easy, buddy.
All right, Joe, thank you. Protect the plate, as they say. But the Orioles' approach, to your point, Brandon Hyde, again, we heard him say it in the opening of the show, not good. There are a lot of ugly July numbers for the Orioles offensively, which we'll get into as the show progresses here. But got to salvage this one. Yeah, they're still in a good place, 5 days away from the trade deadline. And now maybe, just maybe, the talk of adding another bat might not be as far-fetched as we'd like to think. They need a right-handed popper somewhere there as Mountie's home run production has decreased. Hayes has 3 home runs. They were all in June. I mean, they could use some right-handed thump outside of Westburg and Santander. And, you know, old Rutschman will get his from time to time. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, you were down there last night, dude. How was it?
Hey, man, it was depressing, man. The whole stadium just empty like a ghost town. You know,
now, is it a nice ballpark, or it's just it's empty it's okay, and it sucks, I mean, and no vibe or whatever?
Yeah, they got a nice little party, little club area, you know, in the outfield. So, but other than that, you know, there's nothing special about it. I mean, the best thing about it, they got AC. So, you know, you got to deal with that Miami humid heat, so. Yeah, man, but what was going on, man? Like, what's up with Hyde? Like, Irvin was pitching good for that inning, and why didn't he let him continue?
You know, the matchups, and, you know, we can get into that nonsense. But, you know, Webb's been outstanding all year long, but maybe his arm's about to fall off because his workload's been pretty strong.
Yes.
And maybe Irvin might be someone that has to start over the weekend against the Padres, because McDermott got sent back to the minors this morning. I mean, there's a lot involved in it. But seeing how Perez, he's been brutal here in the month of July. Earned run average is robust, well over 5.
Yeah, he's been terrible, man. He almost gave that game away. What was that? I think Saturday against
Texas, and keep in mind, too, everybody, and Rashawn, you know this. I mean, when your earned run average as a reliever is high, a lot of, like, Cano's is lower, even though he allows a lot of inherited runners to score, which goes on the dude who was pitching in front of him, his slate. When your ERA is a 5 as a reliever, you're getting rocked.
He's been getting rocked, man. And, you know, the bats haven't been helping out at all.
No.
So I say we go out there. 2 people talking about, you know, we need to trade for a pitcher. You know, I think we need to be looking for a right-handed bat, too, by the time this trade deadline is over.
Like, I don't disagree with that. Yep. Nope.
Yeah, like, what do you think about the guy at Houston, man, Tucker?
Well, he's a left-handed hitter.
Oh, he's a left-handed. Yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, man. But, well, hopefully not somebody, man. Because, I mean, just,
anybody
just,
else?
Just getting the right-hand pitcher, just getting the pitcher and the reliever is not going to solve our problems and get us to the promised land, which is the World Series this year, you know. So it's going to take more than that because these batters are in slumps. They're not consistent. They're streaky, very streaky, especially people like Mountcastle, you know. But I'm not a big fan of his on the offensive side. So, you know, he's great defensively, but – you know, who knows, man.
Yeah, but they're struggling. And are you at your home or no? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Oh, well, you know, you got a game in about an hour, dude. You better get to the
stadium. Yeah, I mean, who the hell plans a game for 12 o'clock? Man, this is going to be the earliest game I've been to in my life.
I'm guessing the last 2 hours of the show, Nolan, we'll have our highest listenership of all time with the Orioles playing at 12.
Yeah, it sucks, man. It's like, man, I partied too hard on South Beach last night. Man.
I don't want to hear no crying, man. You're a trained professional. No whining. There's no crying and drinking at baseball games. All right, Rashawn, have fun.
All right, Bob.
All right. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We have time for another call. You make the call. No, says Nolan. Robert and Towson, if you hang tight, we will get to you, I promise. But Tony Petty, OrielsHangout.com. We'll talk about the Orioles draft, how Mayo could transition to first base, and what Connor Norby brings to the equation defensively at second base, even though Mateo hasn't been really hitting all that great, especially since he got hit inadvertently by Mullins in the on-deck circle. He is a good defensive player, a lot of athleticism, cannon arm. What does Norby bring there as he's starting today?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.